Welcome to a Friday, July 31st. Yes, it's the last day of the month. I'm Nicole Sandler, and it's time for your quickie news update, a discussion of the news of the day in 10 minutes or less. Today, we are speaking with Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service. TalkRadioNews.com is the website. What is going on today?
Well, it's been reported that the Cash for Clunkers program is closing down. I was at the early morning meeting with White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs. He said that administration and bipartisan leaders in Congress are working this morning to develop ways to continue to fund the program. He said the program is up and continuing to run. If your listeners go to a dealership this weekend to take advantage of this program, they will be able to buy a car under the program. He says the program can, should, and will be extended, so it's been a tremendous success for people who want to choose to buy more fuel-efficient cars. Now, where they're going to get more money to finance this, because the $1 billion is running out, he declined to be specific. They say they're looking at different avenues for the money, but he declined to be specific on where the money is coming from.
Now, Victoria, do you know the details of this? I mean, is this only good for buying American cars?
Yes, it's good for buying American cars.
Good. I like hearing that. Okay.
On the GDP numbers, negative 1%, Gibbs said their first mission was to rescue the economy and to stop the slippage. They have a sense now, he said, that the recession has been deeper than previously thought. And the new data, the new numbers, shows that progress is being made, although there's a lot of work to do. They were encouraged by the numbers coming out this quarter, although he did say that he expects hundreds of thousands more jobs to be lost next week when the employment figures come out, and he does not expect to get job growth until we see economic growth. But he thinks that there's a degree to which today's numbers are positive. They were quite encouraged by today's numbers. I think they had expected them to be quite a bit worse.
I guess we'll take what we can get.
Absolutely. Now, there had been reports in the press that General McChrystal, the new commander in Afghanistan, is going to be asking for a significant increase in troops. This is something that politically is quite risky for the president. Gibbs was asked about that. He said this isn't something that's got to McChrystal's desk or even to the Pentagon. They're working through a policy review. He basically poo-pooed this report. But, of course, we don't know whether there is, in fact, anything in the report or whether he's poo-pooing it by saying it hasn't got to McChrystal's desk or to the Pentagon. That's a polite way of not saying that it's not true. Mm-hmm. That's just a way of saying that it hasn't got to the Pentagon or to McChrystal's desk.
Afghanistan, I think, is going to be Barack Obama's undoing. That is, if he does get health care passed.
And the House recesses today. So if the Energy and Commerce Committee are going to get anything out, they have to do it today. And they still have difficulties between the Blue Dogs, others on the committee, and now we've had real pushback from progressives, not necessarily progressives on the committee, but progressives in the House who are saying, wait a second, you've given away way too much to the Blue Dogs. We're not going to vote for this bill when it comes back in September. We're objecting to this.
Good.
So
yeah,
this is in a lot of trouble.
57 of them signed a letter yesterday saying we will not vote for any bill that does not contain a robust public option. Now, what robust means, we don't know, but I'm glad they're pushing back. That's what we need.
Right. They are definitely pushing back. Meantime, in the Senate, in these closed-door sessions that they have in the Senate Finance Committee, there is a sense among some that Senate Finance Committee Max Baucus is giving away too much power. Now, this is just a sense among some, to Mike Enzi, the Republican from Wyoming, who is a very conservative Republican and who has already said that under an awful lot of conditions, he is not going to vote for a bill that is in the least bit liberal. Baucus, of course, has said he wants a bipartisan bill, and some people are saying that what that basically means is a bill with tremendous Republican support, which is a bill that many Democrats are not going to support. So it's very difficult. The three Republicans who are really negotiating on this are Grassley, Enzi, and Snowe.
Well, I guess to be continued. And now, when you said the House adjourns today, And when does the Senate take off for their
next Friday? They've got one more week.
Okay, so it's up to us really over the August recess to get in touch with our representatives and let them know what we want and do it loudly, because the Republicans are spending and the lobbyists are spending a lot of money over the next month to 6 weeks on this to instill fear in us, I think.
They are going to be spending a tremendous amount of money. I saw most of an ad yesterday by, I don't know if it was the insurance industry or other Republicans, but it was a fear-based ad, basically showing some people who were being turned down for an operation with the result of imminent death. And it's the kind of ad that would be, I think, extremely effective.
The thing is, that's what the for-profit health insurance companies are doing now. If we had Medicare for All, for example, that wouldn't be the case. I spoke with Dr. Shiner yesterday, President Obama's longtime personal physician, and he said Medicare has never once turned him down when he prescribed a treatment or a medication or anything for a patient, and it happens daily with the insurance companies as it is now.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
The only other thing that's going on is that there's an interesting sort of retreat taking place with all the cabinet members, the president and the vice president, this evening that I think goes on into tomorrow, starting at Blair House tonight, which is going to mess up my commute, but there you go. And it's going to be like a six-month review of where are we, where do we go now. The same kind of thing that happens at offices, but in this case it's going to be the cabinet, and they're all going to be getting together and talking about where have we come, where do we go, and that's going to be taking place later today.
Good. Well, maybe he can talk to his attorney general about getting rid of all the Bush appointees as U.S. attorneys and doing what they should have done immediately when they took office. Just my two cents. Yes, just my two cents. All right. Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service at talkradionews.com. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, you too.
And that's today's Quickie News Update. Tonight on my Air America radio program from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, we'll discuss Leonard Peltier, who had his parole hearing earlier this week and who has served 30 years in prison for the murder of two FBI agents. And all the evidence points to the fact that he didn't do it. So we'll find out the details on that and what happens next. And we'll also have a conversation with Brett Budowski about what is going on with healthcare reform. I hope you'll join me at airamerica.com or any of the stations that carry the show. I'm Nicole Sandler of RadioOrNot.com. Thanks for listening. Radio or Not.